Hello and welcome. This is Andrea Boring, your host of Catholic Women Create, a weekly podcast featuring some insanely talented Catholic women who are creating gorgeous goods and sharing essential products and services designed to enhance your faith, your family, your home, or your business. Everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Catholic Women Create. This is Andrea Boring, and today we're going to be chatting with Vanessa Siastko of Faith Factory Custom. Their tagline is evangelizing the world one t-shirt at a time, and I absolutely love it. So I can't wait to talk to her and learn more about her business and her family and her faith. She, like all of my guests so far and many of my ones in the foreseeable future, she is a work from home parent, and her husband is as well. And it's something that I do, and so work at home parents hold a special place in my heart. We are often met with some unique challenges as far as working from home, and certainly it's a little bit different than the challenges faced by women and men who work outside the home and go to an office setting. A lot of my guests, one of the questions that I ask is, how do you do it all? The overwhelming answer is, you just do. And I'm a perfect example of that. Today has been a hectic, crazy day. My son, Michael, one of the twins, the baby twins, he has a helmet, a dock band. He has a significant flat spot on the side of his head, and his is most likely due to a combination of factors, including torticollis, which is what caused his neck to not want to move, and then the torticollis we think is probably caused by reflux. Also, a position in the womb, the fact that he was premature. Those are all factors that you know, lead up to the fact that we had to get a helmet for him. And everyone that I talked to has said, oh my gosh, it's easy, it's no big deal, it's a piece of cake. And we have had nothing but problems with this sucker. Well, I'll take that back. Up until about 6 weeks ago, we'd had nothing but problems. His skin ended up being very sensitive, and caused these red spots were being formed on his head, and the skin on several occasions was very close to breaking down, and it was very challenging, and it was very very difficult to work with this. And the company that we went with is Cranial Technologies, and they're a fantastic company, but they're also 45 minutes away from my house. And my older boys, they go to Catholic school, which is 20 minutes away from my house. And trying to coordinate all of these moving parts is very challenging. And today we had our helmet appointment that was at 8:30. So we left the house at around 7:15. I dropped the boys off at school, my older ones, and then we got back on the freeway and dealt with rush hour traffic in Phoenix, which is super fun, let me tell you. Just kidding. I probably should go to confession for a lot of the things that I utter during my rush hour commutes. It's definitely not an enjoyable experience. But I get to listen to Immaculate Heart Radio and Patrick Madrid usually, and I listen to some podcasts, and boys usually go back to sleep, so you know, it all works. But so we headed to Cranial Technologies. We got there at 8:30. I feed him another bottle, we wait for our technician, we do our fitting. We're usually done by about 9:10, and then today he had physical therapy as well at 10 o'clock. And so we got back on the road and went straight to physical therapy. And he had physical therapy until 11. And then I was going to go home and get straight to work and work on an interview and some other things. And my husband had something come up for work, and I ended up not being able to work on my business as much as I needed to today. And it was really hard. And I got really frustrated with my husband and said some things that I probably shouldn't have. And, you know, it's one of those challenges of being a parent, especially one that works in the home and still has to, you know, still have to take care of your family and do appointments and things like that. And most days it all works, and most days it works well, but some days it doesn't. And, you know, one of the things that really has been awesome to hear during a lot of my chats with some awesome women is to hear how they do it, and to hear that they do have challenges too, and it's not always rosy when it comes to running a business out of your house. So anyhow, I think you guys are going to love Vanessa. She is fantastic, and we will be right back with her.
You're listening to a Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome, everyone, to Catholic Women Create. Today, we are speaking with Vanessa Siastko with Faith Factory Custom. She and her family have a fantastic custom t-shirt shop, and I'm so excited to talk with her today, learn more about her business, see what inspires them, and learn more about her faith, of course, because that's the reason we're all here. Welcome, Vanessa. Thank you for joining us. We're so excited you're here today, and I have to say I've been looking at your designs, and being a graphic designer myself, I absolutely love them. They're so, so awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You are
joint effort, my husband and I. So we have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you know what? I think that my husband and I have been trying for the longest time to try to find something that we can do together. We haven't quite got there yet.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that someday, he loves to draw. He's an artist. That's just what he loves to do. He's a chef. That's his real job. But we're trying to figure out, you know, in between parenting and, you know, all this other things that life throws at us, like what we can do. So I'm really inspired to see this family effort from you guys. It's awesome. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us a little bit about Vanessa, your history, where you grew up, and things of that nature.
Yeah, well, we live in Arlington, Texas, and I've always lived in the North Texas area, kind of moved around different cities in North Texas when we were young. Grew up in a Catholic family, so we did go to church together, and I will say it was kind of, when I was a kid, I didn't really understand it very well. I was, you know, our faith was kind of at church and a little separated from home. But as we got a little bit older, my parents, you know, kind of realized we needed to make a little more effort in our faith as a family. So we did continue to go to church together, went to youth group. Had a lot of fun playing with cousins growing up, hanging out at grandma's house, that kind of thing. I did go to a Catholic school starting in seventh grade through high school. And it was during high school, went to youth group, met my husband at our youth group, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then after high school, I went to University of Texas at Arlington, and I didn't really have a great idea of what I wanted to do, but I did have some things I was interested in at the time, so I did get a double major in history and business communication from UT Arlington. After I graduated, 2 weeks later, we got married, my husband Andy and I. And then about a month after that, we found out we were pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Pretty quick, you know, cascade of things that happened. And we had always known that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. So at that point, I continued my retail job I was doing until I had Chloe. And then did stay-at-home mom for a while. And my husband worked a few different sales jobs at the time. And that's about it.
How did he go to school with you? Did he go to the same college? Did you?
He did for a while. Yes, mm-hmm. He did. He ended up just working, not finishing school at the time, and just working his jobs. He was already married, had a baby, so that was kind of our priority at the time. After a few years of him doing on and off different sales jobs, his mom, who kind of has an entrepreneurial spirit, decided that she wanted to start a Catholic t-shirt business. So he worked with her for a while, actually, about, I'm not sure how many years, maybe 3 years or so, doing the t-shirts with her. So that's kind of what got us started in this arena t-shirt, and then it kind of grew from there.
That's awesome. So you have Chloe. How many other children do you have?
Chloe is 5, and then we have Claire. She is 3.
Oh. So beautiful names. What are their middle names?
Both of their names are Elizabeth. So Claire was actually supposed to be Emily Claire. When she was born, that's what we were calling her, and it didn't seem to fit, so we changed it the last minute to Claire, her first name. We didn't have a last name or a middle name planned for that, so we just made it the same as Chloe's.
It's beautiful. So are you, and you mentioned that you are homeschooling, so that
yes.
Just started, obviously,
yes.
With kindergarten for the most, or preschool. When do you start homeschooling? I should know more, but I don't. I'm very blessed to send my children to a wonderful Catholic school here. And eventually, if I had to, of course, I could do it. But for the time being, that's pretty okay.
Yeah, that's kind of our plan right now, too. So we're homeschooling. This is our first year homeschooling. So much experience here. But we're just mainly homeschooling Chloe through kindergarten. And Claire, we don't really have anything in particular, like a curriculum for her, but she does like to join us and learn about the letters and coloring, things like that. So she'll join on me and Chloe whenever we're doing our schoolwork.
Do you plan on homeschooling for religious education too, or are you going to join your local parish for that?
We probably will do both. We do make it a part of our daily routine. Learning about our faith. And this year she's not in a religious education class, but we are planning on doing that as well in the future.
That's awesome. That's one of the things that I love about the Catholic school that my kids go to is just they have the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, which is a Montessori-based program, curriculum, and it's just so beautiful to see.
I've heard a lot of good things about that.
To see these kids, and I was able to volunteer in their classroom for pre-K and kindergarten, and then I had another baby, and then I had 2 more after that, so it kind of limits my volunteer opportunities, but yeah, it's just, there's something, so especially the 4-year-old range, it's just their innocence and their true childlike love of Jesus is just it's so moving, you know?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, that's what I love about the age my kids are at right now. So they're always teaching me.
Mm-hmm. And my daughter, it's so funny. I have a 2.5-year-old, and she started like it's crazy because you don't realize what they really get and what they really see and what they really observe. But she started genuflecting. Like when we get into the pew at church every Sunday, like she'll more bow and kind of like almost get down on her knees, but and she'll make her little, she does like a little half sign of the cross, it's like just on the shoulders, but we know what
yeah.
it means, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing to me to see them grow that way, because my boys were older when they were baptized. They didn't get baptized until they were 4, and so I didn't get to, this is my first time really experiencing this with a toddler. So
yeah.
anyhow, so you talked a little bit about your faith and things like that. What were some pivotal moments? Did you have any kind of moments in your faith journey that either, you know, you maybe doubted the church, or you realized how much it meant to you, or anything of that nature?
Yeah, definitely. Well, growing up, like I mentioned, our youth group in high school, that kind of was a pivotal part of my faith, just because it really focused on apologetics. We had a real amazing on fire youth group leader who really answered all of our questions. You know, in high school, you go through so many just challenges, really, things that challenge your faith. So that kind of helped set a foundation for me personally. Growing up after I got married, and you know, you get into the daily routine with kids, and sometimes it is really hard to see Jesus in all of that and all of those little moments like that when you're so tired and hungry and just busy all the time. During that time, also had some health challenges coming that really made it really hard for me to see Christ in my day to day. I was just so focused on, you know, all these things that were just going wrong. Mm-hmm. So something that really helped me kind of get through that period also was our parish at the time was offering a church retreat. Christ in News, his parish retreat.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of it was a really awesome experience. So you go to the retreat and then you have kind of 6 months of formation afterwards with the same women who are on the retreat with you. So you really grow together in your faith, and you kind of really get to see, you know, how everyone's lives can affect each other, and we bring Christ to each other through our stories and through our challenges that we've all had, and support each other. So that was also a really huge part in lifting my faith and being able to see God through the challenges of every day.
That sounds beautiful. What was the name of the retreat again?
Christ Renews His Parish. So we kind of just abbreviate and just say CHIRP. CHIRP.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah. I know a lot of parishes across the country. I think it's Matthew Kelly and his ministry that put it together. Mm. And there's several churches do it.
And yours was just all women?
Yes. Well, they have a men's retreat and a women's retreat separately. Mm-hmm. So the men go through their formation together, and then the men and the women do it together.
That's awesome. I'm totally going to Google that when we get off the phone.
Yeah, you should. Really amazing experience. So
that's awesome. Always looking for ways to grow our different areas at our own parish. That's always nice to hear of things that have worked for others, you know? That's awesome. All right. So you decided to stay home, and your husband went in with his mom on this t-shirt business. That you kind of teased us a little bit with that. Yeah. Let's start. So your business is all about faith. And so start telling me about it. Tell me about Faith Factory Custom. How did it start?
Well, so he did the t-shirts with her for a couple of years. And they mainly did some shirts that were already designed, but transfer them onto t-shirts. They did do some designing themselves and use the heat transfers on shirts. And it got to the point where a couple years later, it grew so much, kind of wanted to expand a little bit. So my husband was already working full time with her, and she was working full time, so he decided to buy this screen printing machine, which he had never used before. No clue how to use it.
How did that discussion go over at home?
Yeah, it was really like, what? We want to do what? But it ended up being a really good thing in the long run. You know, of course there was a huge learning curve, and it was very frustrating at times. You know, there were times he would be working on it, and I would just be like, you just need to sell that thing, please. It's just, it's so frustrating. Just go back working with your mom, please. But, he has this huge entrepreneurial spirit, and he kind of passed that over to me too. So we worked through it, and everything kind of took off from there. So he's now able to work from our home. So that's a huge blessing, is having him at home. while he can work too.
So when you say it took off, what do you mean? So how did you get this thing off the ground as far as marketing? How do you get the word out? Tell me about that.
They already had a pretty huge customer base just from doing the t-shirts before. So we do a lot of marketing to churches, to youth groups. We do, because we had now the ability to do custom shirts, we were able to offer that to church groups, businesses, things like that, that we could make their design that they wanted on their shirt versus just what we had to sell.
Mm-hmm.
One of the largest ways that we've found successful for marketing is we go on Instagram and find Catholic pages that have a large following already. And then we'll offer to work with them to do a giveaway for mm-hmm. our page. So we get a lot of followers through there. So they'll host a giveaway for us, and we'll be able to get some views on our page and on our website and things like that from there. So that's been one of the biggest things that has helped us. Also just word of mouth. So, I mean, we've had people call looking for custom t-shirts that have just heard from a friend at church or, you know, a friend that they work with. And we've had just people find us on our website too. So it's been a real blessing. It's been really good.
I love your designs. The Apostles' Creed. There's a t-shirt that you have, and I'll describe it for our listeners. And it says the Apostles' Creed, and then it has a sign of the Trinity on it. And, I'm terrible. I've never memorized the Apostles' Creed. And so I'm looking at that now. I'm like, is that God right now telling me that I need to memorize the Apostles' Creed?
Oh, yeah.
Cause I always have to look at my phone or my app or my book whenever I'm doing the rosary. Cause I just can't, yeah. My 8-year-olds know it better than I do. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, good
grief. Yeah.
Anyhow, so what inspires new products? So I see this design like for the Apostles' Creed and for Make America Holy Again. Obviously, we know where that comes from. Where do you get your inspiration, and who makes these designs?
I do the designing myself, and my husband does the printing. So we usually just kind of go off of, you know, things like current events. So obviously with the election, got Make America Holy Again. The Apostles' Creed is the spin-off of the video game Assassin's Creed.
That's right. I knew I saw it somewhere, and I'm like staring at it because my husband's a gamer. I don't know that he plays one, but okay. But yeah. So
yeah, so it kind of has the same, you know, vibe and colors, and uh-huh. just changed the logo on it. So current events and different trends. We'll just kind of put a Catholic spin on it and put it on a t-shirt. So I always have to be on the lookout for different things going on. And, you know, every time we go out, of course, I'm noticing t-shirts and seeing how I could change it or how we can make that a Christian based t-shirt. So the brain never turns off.
No, girl. I hear you. It's funny because my partner and I, Jamie, we have a web design business, and we also have a Twins Happen design boutique where we started toying around with t-shirts and things like that. And you know, it's like you said, it's like I see women wearing t-shirts, and that's who our market is primarily. And so I'm like, okay, it's like I wanted to go up to people and be like, can I just take a picture of your t-shirt? But yeah. I don't think that would probably go over that well.
Yeah. You gotta maybe go to a store and take pictures.
Well, so that's what I did when when we were starting to, like, we still haven't marketed it really, and it's just there's not enough time in the day. And but I went to Hobby Lobby. I totally went to Hobby Lobby, and I was like sitting there like snapping pictures of all of their things. Yeah.
Done that. Yeah. I understand.
Because their artwork, I mean, they have some really cute, like, shabby chic looking artwork. And, you know, and obviously we would never take the design, but just, you know, for inspiration, like.
Just kind of see what's popular.
Yeah. And it's like that's, you know, the script and the script that you have on Make America Grape Again, and you know, that real kind of messy messy script. I mean, that's huge right now. It's part of my, it's why I used it for part of Catholic Women Creates logo, and it's always fun. I love t-shirts, and if I had more time, I would love to do that. Like, all the time. That's all I would love to do. Maybe I'll submit some designs for you and you can sell them for me. How's that? Jamie, are you listening? Are you listening, partner? Okay, so you keep up on certain trends to inspire new products. What is one of your favorite products that you've ever designed? If you had to pick one, which one's your favorite?
Well, we have a new shirt that we have that we did on long sleeve and on short sleeve. And it says, eat, sleep, pray, repeat. And, it's got a Bible verse from 1 Thessalonians says, pray without ceasing. I really like this one. I've gotten a lot of compliments on it when wearing it. So we've got the word pray. It's in hot pink letters. It's all kind of block letters and it's boxed in, but, probably that's my favorite one that I wear the most often.
I love it. What font is that? Because I'm a freak and I have to know.
You know what? I'm not sure off the top of my head, and I would have to look it up. But it's probably a pretty simple font. It's probably like a rounded Arial or something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. I'm looking at it right now. Love, love, love. So many awesome designs. I like your Catholic extra to one too. That one's really cute.
That one's been popular for several years. Looks like the Corona label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you say is your the biggest seller?
Probably that one. Definitely has been a big seller for the longest period of time. The Apostles' Creed is probably the next best seller.
That's awesome. Now you said, to me in another, in an email, you do travel to Catholic conferences. Do you travel a lot?
Yes. So, it's mainly been my husband and his mom doing the traveling. After we had kids, I would just stay home with them. Now that they're a little older, they do go with us, to a few of them. So what we do is we find like Catholic women's conferences, youth conferences, there's several men's conferences and family ones, and we'll get like a vendor space there and set up our t-shirts, and we have some jewelry that we bring, some messenger bags, and we also have kids shirts and onesies, so we'll bring those along too and sell at the conferences.
Do they travel all over, or do you stay pretty concentrated in the Southwest?
We pretty much stay close to Texas as much as we can. But if it's a bigger one, then we will travel. So I know last few months, my husband went to Iowa, which was, I don't even know how long of a drive. I think it was like 12 hours or something. Yeah. So, that's, you know, we do those and have flown to California for a couple conferences. Bigger ones, we will do that. We try to keep the driving to a minimum.
Yeah, I understand. We live in Phoenix now, and so it's there's traffic all the time, and if I have to drive anywhere, it's always a chore. So I can't even imagine a 12-hour, because Phoenix is so far from any, like all of our family and friends are all back in Ohio and Iowa, so it's like I couldn't even think about driving. It's like, no, not gonna happen. So what is one of the favorite, what's your favorite part of the business?
You know, definitely being home with my family, and I love that Andy can be home and our girls can have dad at home and he can play an active part in their day to day, which has been a huge blessing. They're total daddy's girls. So they love going out and watching him make t-shirts and just being able to be together as a family for more time than we used to do has been probably my favorite part.
That's one of the things that I love. I couldn't imagine going back to a real you know, no, I don't want to say, I couldn't imagine working outside the home. There you go.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what would you say would be, conversely, one of your least favorite things about the business, about working at home or about the business in general? Or most challenging, I guess, is a better way to ask it.
Challenging, probably. It's definitely a balancing act. So because we're both working from home, there's always work to do. There's never nothing to do. So we kind of have to intentionally set days off, you know, like, okay, this day we're not going to do anything, even though our list is a mile high. You know, we're going to take this time and just have like a family day or something. So that's definitely the most challenging part, is that it's not like just work from, you know, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or whatever hours and you come home and you're done. It's definitely, you know, there's the fun side of the business where we're creating and printing t-shirts. And then, of course, any business always has all the background boring stuff. So we have to do all that, too. So just the balancing of it sometimes is challenging.
What would you say? Where does all this magic happen? Do you all have like a dedicated studio or do you have like a garage or a dedicated room?
Yeah, we're not fancy. It's in the garage. So the screen printing machine is in the garage and my husband has like a little AC unit in there because we're in Texas.
Mm.
Still hot out, you know, in October, November. So.
Oh girl, I know. It's 100 degrees still here in Phoenix.
Yeah, Arizona too. Same thing. So we're in the garage, and then we do have one room in our house for office space whenever we're doing computer work and stuff like that. So it's all in our home right now. Mm,
that's awesome. What would you say if you could go back into the beginning and change any one thing, what would that be? Or what would be a tip that you could offer to new business owners?
To change one thing. You know, I was talking to my husband about this, and we were saying, well, maybe we would change that. Maybe he should learn how to use the screen printing machine before we buy it. but really, that ended up being the biggest blessing because, you know, we already had it. We had to learn it. It was kind of just like this jump in and just do it attitude. So that's kind of the biggest thing that's gotten us through, and would be my tip for other business owners is, you know, sometimes you can't really overthink it. You just have to do it. I don't remember where I heard this first, but my husband says it sometimes. He says, ready, fire, aim. So that's pretty much kind of been our attitude. So, you know, with certain restrictions and certain, you know, being safe, of course, we have our family to take care of and we wanted to make responsible choices, but to not let your fear get in the way of things. Sometimes you just have to just do it and figure it out as you go.
I love that. And that's kind of my perspective on business as well. So I love hearing other people say words that are similar because you can't let your fear get the best of you. And it's really hard sometimes to let go and let God. And one of the things I said in the very first episode I did was that I asked the Lord to either bless this new endeavor, this podcast of mine, or block it. And the way that the chips all fell, it was very clear that it was something I was supposed to do. So do you often find yourself asking the Lord for guidance as far as your business is concerned?
Oh, definitely. And we try to keep the Lord like in our day-to-day of our business and try to always find time to read his word. And you know, that's kind of been one of the biggest blessings of having both my husband and I at home with our kids is that we can instill that in our day-to-day, and it's not, you know, leave God at church kind of thing. So we're always asking for guidance, and, you know, there's been certain things where we feel like we should do this, and then it just doesn't pan out. And, you know, whenever we try to always ask God what he wants for us and what he wants for our business and for our kids, things definitely just go much smoother, and it always works out. you know, just how it should, even if it's not what we've planned.
How do you stay grounded? You know, it's in our society today, you know, it's very easy for people to get caught up in the money and the power and the greed. And even though we have Catholic-based businesses or brands, I find that it's still easy. Sometimes, you know, that old, you know, stuff just kind of gets to you, the way of the world, right? How do you stay grounded? How do you, you know, stay close?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's definitely something that we have to work on daily. Because we're so busy, it's really easy to get distracted, and there's so many things to do all the time. And yeah, you're right, even though it is a Catholic business, just the fact that it's a business can kind of make you lose sight. So definitely praying together as a family is huge. Reading the Bible is something that I personally have to intentionally make myself do, and set the time for it. So that definitely is one of the biggest things that we do to kind of just keep us focused, keep our focus on the Lord and His will and what He wants for our family.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I think it's something that as Catholic business owners, you know, I want to try to mention almost during every single episode, is just how to keep God front and center, because it's so easy. You know, we're all sinners, right? And so it's so easy to slip back into it, into old habits or bad habits, or, you know, what you said about making it, you know, a set time to get with God or read scripture daily. I think this is so important. And, I don't know if you are familiar with Blessed Is She, the women's ministry, but I get their daily email devotionals. So they're the daily readings, and then followed by reflections. And that's something that really helps me at least read all the readings every day.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Have something like that. It's kind of set in stone. Okay. Yeah, now I've actually, my kids are 3 and 5 now, so they just recently learned how to push themselves on the swing, you know, instead of me pushing them. So that's actually my new time where I read my Bible. Now we go outside and they swing, and I'll sit down and read my Bible, because they know how to push themselves now. So my new spot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Oh, well, I am just had such a great time talking with you today. And I understand that you'll be offering a giveaway for our listeners. Is that right?
That's right. So we have actually our newest design, which it's not even on our website yet, or will be in a couple of days, but it's a shirt for Thanksgiving. So it's got kind of a wreath, like a laurel wreath on it. It's a real pretty, bold red colored t-shirt. And on it, it says loved, forgiven, thankful, chosen, and blessed. So the thankful is real big, and it's like a gold color, and it's the larger font than the rest of the words. So it's our newest design, so we'll be giving one of those away.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much. And everyone, you'll be able to check out that giveaway at CatholicWomenCreate.com. Enter that, and the giveaway will be up for 3 days. And there will be pictures of that as well on there, so you'll be able to see exactly what Vanessa is describing to us. And thank you so much for joining us today. Can you tell us where to find you? Tell everyone where to go if they want to learn more about your About Faith Factory.
So we are at faithfactorycustom.com.
Perfect. What about social media, Facebook and Instagram?
We are on Facebook and Instagram as Faith Factory Custom T-Shirts.
Perfect. That is awesome. I am just so grateful for your time today, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
I'm just so grateful Vanessa was able to join us today, and I still love her tagline, evangelizing the world one T-shirt at a time. And I think it's so important to realize the truth of that statement, because when you have a t-shirt or a bag or even a coffee cup that makes a statement that says something important, you never know who's paying attention and who is seeing that. And let me tell you, the Holy Spirit works in such magnificent ways, in ways that we can never fully comprehend. And so just think about the fact that someone could be just strolling down the street and you could have one of these awesome t-shirts on, and they could take a look at that and it could start a revolution in their mind and in their soul. And the seeds could have been planted by a simple t-shirt. And that is the beauty of having a business and a faith-based business, or running your business in such a way that the faith is at the forefront of it. Really embracing and saying yes to the Lord each and every day in the ways that He might use you and the ways He might use your business to bring other souls closer to Him. And isn't that really what it's all about? Getting as many people to heaven as we can, so that they can really see and experience the true beauty of an eternity with God the Father. So on that note, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today on Catholic Women Create. This is Andrea Boring, and I hope you have a very, very blessed week.
If you like what you're hearing, become a friend of the show. Visit redboxmedia.com and click Friend of the Show to provide your support. Thank you.